probably, you know, people in the ladies' circles, you know, come at no shock, because last year in Killarney at Congress and basically a number of people had approached me at that time knowing that president-elect would be coming up in this year. And that, so basically I thought about it, you know, over a number of weeks and that sort of stuff. And basically then, you know, I decided that basically I would let my name go forward. And I did mention it at Congress last year that I probably would be letting my name go forward. And that, so again, as I say, I mean, working right through the year, and I mean, and we had our Ulster convention yesterday, and I mean, so again, you know, to tell the delegates and let the delegates know and ask them for their support at Ulster. And that's basically why so much has come out in the media today.
Yeah, and you're getting full support from Ulster, so yeah.
Yes, I mean, you know, we have 9 counties in Ulster. I mean, there's 37 votes there basically with all the subcommittees and all that. So basically, you know, the Congress is in Galway. I mean, you know, we have to get everybody down to Galway to get votes, because, you know, it's very important that we get our own vote out there and get those to vote out. And as I say, I mean, you know, basically, you know, it'd be a huge, huge honour, basically, to get Ulster president. And that, I mean, which there never had been a president from Ulster. Also, the ladies' Congress comes back to Ulster into 2022. So, I mean, it'd be a huge honour for me if I could get president of the association and have Congress here in Ulster also.
Yeah. What's it going to take then to get over the line and become president, Michael?
It's going to take a huge effort. I mean, it's like anything else, basically. I mean, we have 32 counties. I mean, every county has 3 votes. And that mean, it's getting around to the delegates. And that mean, you know, basically, the nominations and everything has to be in by next Friday. So at the moment, we really don't know who is in the race and how many we have in the race. There is speculation that there's 2 more, but I mean, until next Friday, nothing is definite. So we have to wait till next Friday. After that, then I'll have to get round to the provinces and meet every delegate and ask everyone for a vote. And basically, you know, some votes you will win, some votes you won't. I mean, and it depends how many is in the race.
And Michael, your name's now on the ticket to enter the race of the presidency. What are you going to be telling those delegates? What is going to be, I suppose, your main aim and your main hopes if you are to get into the presidency of the ladies' governing board?
Well, basically, what I would be telling the delegates first is probably to take a step back and look at what we have achieved together. Yeah. And I mean, no one person has built the Ladies Association what it is. And basically, we have made huge, huge strides in the last number of years. And I want to continue that. Also to work with the Men's GAA, and what you rightly see, basically, in the last number of years, and I've been on management in Croke Park, we have done a lot of work with the Men's Association. And now we're getting double headers at league, we're getting double headers at championships, we're getting into Croke Park and playing in league games. I mean, and this is huge, huge strides for our association and that. So again, you know, there's a lot in our association that we've done right. And when you see the men, basically, you know, introducing the same bin that we had in our association, now they're talking about maybe the men bringing it in the clock for their game. So I mean, the ladies association has done an awful lot of stuff right. I mean, of course we always strive to be better, and I mean, and our goal is basically, you know, is to continue to work with the grassroots of our association, work with the people that's on the ground. I mean, because they're the people that built our association, and they're the people that we have to make sure we're listening to, because if we listen with them and work with them, I've no doubt, Betty, we'll get our goal. That Betty, we want to have a full house in Croke Park, you know. And Betty, you know, look at this year, we had 55,000 at our All-Ireland final. So basically the goal is basically to build on that, get more profile basically, and also to look after the players and get recognition for the players that give so much of their time also. Yeah.
There's a huge issue about player welfare in the men's game at the moment, Michael. What's the stance in the Ladies Association, and how do you progress that forward in the coming years?
Yes, you're right. I mean, you know, and basically this is something that we looked at, and basically now, you know, we're even looking at the under-13s and under-15s, you know, maybe taking the competition a bit out of it. And a lot of people would disagree with that. But the reality of the situation is basically, it's about people getting involved in sports, getting them enjoying it. It's not all about winning. It's about basically people getting out there, getting out, meeting friends, because basically anybody that's involved in sports are involved in that thing. Basically, they're in a better environment, they're in a healthy environment, they learn and they develop themselves. I mean, so basically that's what we want, basically, is to get more people involved. And I mean, basically our association are all time listening. We have workshops, I mean, we listen to the delegates, we listen to basically the players and all that, basically, you know, what can be done, what do they want, and work with them to see what they really want.
Yeah. There's been huge strides made, as you said, but along the way, maybe there has been cracks and things broken. How do you go, if you were to get this term as president, how would you go fixing the things that have been broken and trying to make things better, Michael?
Now, what I mean, you know, the one thing basically, me as president, it's like anything else, I'm only driving the bus if I am lucky enough to become president of the association. It basically is the people and the passengers that we have on board. They're the people that we have to deal with. They're the people we have to work with. And they're the people that knows. And a lot of people, you know, I mean, Micheál Nochtam won't have all the answers. in that. The reality of the situation is basically, I'm coming in there, I'm the person that's going to be driving this bus. But I mean, it's the people that have the decision, basically, and we sit down and make collective decisions together, basically, in the best interest of football. And if anything is wrong, basically, we look at it. That's why we have Congress, that's why we have Central Council meetings. And basically, it's an open discussion, and anybody can bring anything in there. And we look at it. And if it's for the betterment of the game, we'll work together to make sure. And that means we have to eliminate, you know, the stuff that is wrong and look at a solution. And it's like anything else. It's like being in business. You're all the time changing. You're all the time tweaking. You're all the time to improving to make sure that you get the best product that you can have. Yeah.
A busy few months ahead. Congress will take place in March. You first took your first role in ladies football in 1995, Michael, with four masters, and you've come through the ranks and you've held various positions and basically all the top positions there is to hold in the county and in the province. What would it mean to you if you were to become president of the Ladies Association?
And that, Oisin, there's not words probably in the dictionary to describe what it would mean to me personally. And that mean, it's something you would dream about as a boy. And I mean, you know, getting into Croke Park even and to manage Donegal in 2010 in Northern, to get on that and to walk on that pitch, and basically to think that basically I would lead the association. I mean, get out there in Northern on final day, welcome teams out to Croke Park. I mean, it's what dreams are made of, and that mean, and you know, I just hope that basically the people will come out and support me, that I can deliver, and that we have the first Ulster president and a Donegal man. And even though, I mean, my roots probably will come from West Sligo, and I mean, and you don't forget where you come from. But I mean, that has either been a president from Connacht or from Ulster, and I would love to be the first person to change that.
Okay. Michael, we wish you the very best. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much, Oisin.